We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bills play-by-play announcer John Murphy joining me live now on the line. John, it's another trip out to MetLife for you. Did you leave stuff behind?
No, I asked. Actually, when I checked out of the hotel Sunday morning, I said, "Is it okay if I leave some things in the room?" And they wouldn't let me.
It's got to be a strange feeling for the team to go back. I can't remember really ever where a team would play back-to-back road games in the same stadium. Has to be nice having at least some sense of familiarity.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I don't know if it's strange. I think it's going to be familiar, really. They go back to a place where they just played and stay in the same hotel, same short flight, same same visiting locker room. It happens more than you think, I believe. In fact, I saw a stat where somebody in the NFL just did it a couple of years ago. And you know what? With in a couple of years, there'll be two teams in the same stadium in Los Angeles. It's likely to happen even more a couple of years down the road.
Oh, yeah. That's I keep forgetting about that. So that's still to come a little bit later on. Hey, you know, I remember you and Eric Wood talking leading up to pregame last week that get ready. It's week one. Everyone's excited for football to be back. And these Jets fans, they're going to be loud to kick off the game. You know, by the end of that game, it was the Bills fans who were making so much noise down at MetLife Stadium. I'm wondering if this week, because the Giants didn't look so good in week one, we might hear more Bills fans right from the get-go, if you're thinking they're going to be maybe even louder than what we hear from the home team.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, this is the Giants' home opener, so as badly as they played, as poorly as they played last week in Dallas, I'm sure their fans, really good fans, are going to turn out for the home opener, and it's only 1 week into the season. Their season is not lost. But I know also there will be Bills fans there, and I've heard from some of them. Whether or not they outnumber the Giants fans, I think that's unlikely just because it's New York's home opener. You know, different season ticket base from last week, different crowd. And really, I haven't done enough Giant games to say this with certainty, but I know it's kind of a different atmosphere at Giant games than it is with Jet games in MetLife Stadium.
Are we expecting to see a lot more of Devin Singletary? He's been the hot topic all week long after what an amazing second half he had last week. Or do you really think that Brian Daboll and this Bills offense just go based on who they play week to week? And, you know, we'll see what happens throughout the game. But, you know, maybe they're not just because Singletary had a great second half last week. They're not planning on running him, you know, right off the bat.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. They're not going to tip off what their intentions are. Last week, Singletary was in on 70% of the offensive snaps. Frank Gore got like 28, 30% of the rest of them. Gore had more carries, many of those in late stretches of the game when the Bills were trying to burn the clock and get out of there with a win, and that was a good role for him. So I do think it'll be game plan specific. I do think Singletary will probably get more carries this week. I don't know if they'll come out throwing the ball 18 straight times like they did last week against the Jets. I wouldn't think that's likely. So I would look for maybe the same kind of division of labor in terms of number of snaps, Singletary getting two-thirds or more of the snaps and Gorgon and the rest of it. But as far as carries and touches, I would anticipate Singletary will get more. He certainly earned more.
Bills' defense looked great last week, and they're facing an offense that's struggling. I mean, they've got a great running back, but aside from that, John, I think a lot of people expecting this Bills defense to kind of feast.
Well, yeah, but you don't start feasting until you shut down, you know, Saquon Barkley, who probably is the best running back in the league, and that's not going to be an easy task for them. Giants have a pretty good tight end, Evan Ingram, who had 12 targets last week, and I anticipate they'll go that way again. But after those two, there's not a whole lot of weaponry for the Giants offense. And I'm a minority who think that Eli Manning still has a lot to offer, and I think his command of that offense and his poise will serve them well. They were off to a very rough start last week. They did. But most of their Giants' issues last week were on the defensive side of the ball. And with Barkley and Eli and Evan Ingram, I think they've got enough to to keep the Bills engaged defensively. It is a good Buffalo defense, and I think it will be a bit of a test this week against Saquon Barkley for sure.
It feels like unfamiliar territory because I can't remember the last time the Bills were favored to win on the road, especially early in the season.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know when that is. I don't keep track of a whole lot of that point spreads and stuff, but you know, it's a function of it doesn't really indicate which way the game's going to go. It indicates which way the betting is going to go. And I think the odds makers figure that Buffalo's comeback win and the Giants, you know, bad showing in Dallas probably influenced the money to go one way or the other. That's why they set the point spread up the way they did.
What can you say about the way Josh Allen bounced back from the first half last week and his comments throughout the week, you know, saying that he does need to be better. He knows he has things to work on. You have to like what you saw at the game and then heard afterwards.
Yeah, I think Josh has always hit the right tone. We had a couple of guests on our radio show this week who mentioned the same thing. One of them, Kyle Brandt from NFL Network, who just praised Josh Allen for coming back, said he showed, you know, he called it, he's got dog in him, and he's right. You know, to come back from a start like that, being involved in four first half turnovers, and to come back as strong as he did in the second half with leadership and encouragement for everybody on both sides of the ball was strong. And then Thurman Thomas was on our show the other day talking about what a leader Josh Allen has become. He's always been competitive, but he's always had that strong competitive fire. But now it's kind of extended, I think, over to his teammates. And this would be just his 13th NFL start on Sunday, this game on Sunday, and I think he's shown that he's come a long way in a very short time.
Not Bills related, but man, what do you make of that story out of New York? Sam Darnold with mono? They can't catch a break over there in New York.
No, I don't feel sorry for him either. But, no, I'm sorry that Darnold is sick, but Jets overall, not one of my favorites. But yeah, you know, they've lost Darnold for maybe more than a week. Le'Veon Bell did not practice yesterday. He's a little bit banged up. Quincy Enunwa, their number one receiver, is out for the season after he got hurt against Buffalo. It's really a rough start for the Jets and a brand new head coach. I'm sure this is not what they envisioned at all going into the season.
We got to be checking Shaq Lawson, the rest of the defensive front for mono, because they were in his face all Sunday long.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
All right. John, have fun Sunday. We'll be listening. Can't wait for another game out of MetLife Stadium. That's John Murphy, Buffalo Bills play-by-play announcer. Bills and Giants, Sunday at 1 o'clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.